The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Absolutely.
Everybody chanting USA, and that's because the men's soccer team, in case you haven't heard, they lost to Germany 1-0, but after a huge win over Ghana and a tie in the end with Portugal, they're able to amass enough points to find themselves in the knockout round. How cool is that? Go USA. By the way, that was the president at the top. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Or crannies. I know many of you are having that conversation about Team USA, even if you could care less about soccer. I love it, because it's that American pride thing, right? It gives us something happy to cheer about that binds us all together, because there's so much that we find negative that also binds us together. It's nice to have what I call a real feel-good daily salute, and that's a really good daily salute. Hats off to Team USA, because a lot of people doubted they could get as far as they got. And they showed a lot of people that even with injured superstar players, they still could make it happen, and they have. So now it's Belgium, Tuesday, 4 o'clock Eastern. I have a feeling a lot of people will be watching. Speaking of watching, we're watching as things unravel in Iraq. We're watching as we get yet another obstacle when it comes to lost emails. We're watching as illegals stream across the border, and now they're finding dead kids. Now the president comes out and says, stop sending children on their own to just find their way to America from Central America. You can't do that. That's not right. That's not what you're supposed to do. Except for they didn't get the memo. So there's confusion over what the dream is all about. And Border Patrol agents, to me, it's got to be the worst job in the world right now. Because they can't be concerned with patrolling the border looking for the nefarious gang member or drug cartel member. They're too busy running for diapers, trying to help fold clothes, escorting kids to showers, trying to get them on a bus to all kinds of different destinations. And it's a nightmare. But this is what we have now been driven to, because there is nobody else to do it. There's nobody else to do it. You know what they call it? Unaccompanied alien children. UACs. So Border Patrol agents will say to each other, how many UACs for you today? How many are coming in? What's happening? That's the term. And they have to care for them. They're detained. The people, the kids that come over that don't have anyone with them, they're detained, they say, for an average of like 40 hours until they're moved to some place where it's more long-term. Or they're even placed with a foster family or some U.S. relative. But the border agents are transporting them to their destination. So the focus is on that, not on what else is happening at the border. Getting them a shower, getting them fresh clothes, getting them to the right place. Especially, this is happening at Fort Brown Station in Brownsville, Texas, which we've talked about before. And this is There is no other resource. This is what the Border Patrol has to do. This is what they're pushed into doing. Because there's no other way to make this happen. So they have to go to grocery stores. They have to buy food and drinks and all that kind of stuff. They have to help them and their families. They have to snap up the blankets and fold the clothes, like I said. And truly, it worries me as to what else is happening along the border. I mean, what are they going to do? They have to. Somebody has to take charge. Somebody has to be able to do that. But in the meantime, it is the perfect time for anybody who wants to walk across the border, try to get in, get dumped off, and not be seen like one of these drug cartel guys or gangs. It's perfect time for them to move in because they don't have time. The Border Patrol agents don't have the time to do what they've done in the past. They're too busy running errands. They're too busy having to figure out what they're going to do with their charges. And they have to do that because they don't have anybody else. Isn't it time to bring in the National Guard? Isn't it time to do that to help in Texas, in Arizona, which they're out of their mind with worry over what's happening in Arizona? Nobody's reporting to these court hearings where they're supposed to be processed, and of course they're not. Dumped off and left to wonder and on their own devices, whatever it is. And that's what it's come to. And we've talked about this over and over, and each day it gets worse. When is it going to get better? When is it going to get better? I think it's going to get much worse in the next couple of weeks, because I don't believe that statements that trying to say, oh, no, no, we've confused you. Don't think you can just cross the border and stay in the United States. I don't think that's going to work. It's a mass exodus. And the crush is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's inhumane what's happening there. And did we cause this? Of course we caused this. We caused this because there was no plan for the undocumented who were coming across. There was no plan as we invited children to come over and take a grab at the brass ring in the United States. There was confusion. Confusion. And this confusion has led to endangering more of us in this country. And who's paying for this? We're paying for it. And who benefits from it? Oh, the coyotes. It's perfect for them. They bring people over, dump them off, hand them off. And plus, it's easier to not get detected because they can't focus on you. The focus is elsewhere. To me, this is the biggest buzz in the backyard. This is the thing we should be very, very worried about. And I feel deeply for those Border Patrol agents who have to ask themselves, wow, was I trained for this? There's got to be a better way. And we know there is, but no one is going to do that. Nobody's going to do a mass roundup. They're not going to do it. Stay with us. We can count numbers next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Few. This is a sad one. Right from the top, we're gonna talk about this. But somebody sent me a note today. They were not too far from this where this happened. Apparently, there were about 36 people that ended up in the hospital as a result of a collapse with a large group of people. A floor collapsed under these people at a house where they don't know what it was, that they were there for a religious event, and it was a big enough house, certainly, and all of a sudden they were above a detached garage and the floor gave way. So then there were people that were trapped, and they were able to get them out pretty quickly, but they were on the second floor, that was where the garage was, and they think that the beam broke, that it just went down. The beam fell and everybody cascaded sort of into the hole after that. And you couldn't move one way or another way until somebody got up. The good news is no life-threatening injuries. And people were immediately taken and treated at a nearby hospital, so they got to them pretty quickly. That'd be scary, man, wouldn't it? Sometimes I think that I've been at places where there's just a large crowd, and it's like on a rooftop, or it's somewhere on the water where they have those barges. And I think I've told this story before. even on the, and we've seen this happen. I was on a ferry one time that was, or ferry to all of you, that was headed from Manhattan to Ellis Island, and it had a lot of people on it. It did. It had a lot of people on it. I thought, well, you know, they all have tickets because you had to have tickets and they allow a certain amount on. But boy, I swear that boat was swaying as they were, it was pushing away from the dock. It was scary because that, on the one end, you could just feel it kind of, it kind of list to the one end. And I thought, wow, there is too many people on this boat. Too many people. And so this was a problem. Maybe in the collapse because the beam just couldn't hold it up in this house. It was big, big space, but the weight of it, I guess, forced it down, and it's lucky that there weren't more serious injuries, but it definitely scared all those people, and the amount of people that were rushed to the hospital and the cuts and the bruises was pretty, that part was definitely pretty frightening. We've talked about this, too, before on the show, lightning striking people. And people think that some of that's exaggerated, but it's not. And there was a child in Charlotte, North Carolina, that had to be hospitalized after he was hit by lightning at the track at a campus, at a college campus. It happened on Wednesday, late in the afternoon. He was 9 years old. He was throwing the javelin. Oh, can you imagine? Could that be more of a lightning rod? He was throwing the javelin when he was hit by lightning. And immediately, the boy's older sister jumped on 911 and said, my younger brother got hit by lightning. I think he's dead. Oh. And it didn't appear that he was responsive for breathing or any of that kind of stuff. So a medic, an operator, walked her through the CPR process. The medic confirmed that the victim was struck by lightning and was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, and he's in critical condition now at this point, critical condition. And you, so you have to think, they must have been out there, it was wide open space, there's a lightning rod with a javelin, and then just like that, it, in an instant, everything changes, and she sees it and knows, oh yeah, this is not good. All right, we move on to something completely different, and I think this is one of the things that we talked about right at the top, the excitement over the World Cup. Very, very lucky for many people who wanted a chance to have a longer lunch. And some bosses just said, okay, we're going to let you take a long lunch. We know that you're not going to be as productive because you're going to be focused on what's going on in the game and if there's a goal scored or if they won or if they're moving on. So from what I'm told, that in some businesses, they sent out memos saying, take a longer lunch, take an extra hour or two. Wow. Thanks, Team USA. And I know the ratings will be huge. Next matchup, as I mentioned, Belgium, Tuesday, 4 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Eastern, guarantee, because this is the knockout round, so if they lose, they're done, guarantee you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be skipping out early, because they can't help themselves, they have to watch, and this was a loss, they lost to Germany 1-0, but they kept the goals down, so that was good, and they got a little help from Portugal as well, with their 2-1 win over Ghana. Turning in a different direction from what we've been talking about here, some of these tragedies from the lightning strike to the roof and whatnot. Remember, We Can Count is all about numbers, and boy, can we count pretty high when it comes to what's happened with Hillary Clinton's book. You know, she's getting nailed for how much money the family has because she said that they were pretty much dead broke when they got out of the White House. Now she's got this book, Hard Choices. And at first, it sold in the very beginning, the first week or so, But now they say the book has dropped by over 40% in its second week. It's her latest memoir. And it's on bookshelves and Barnes & Noble and, you know, wherever. So 85,000 copies were bought up in the first week, 48,000 and change in the second week. And that makes up about 85% of all retail book sales that that have been pushed out there. So I don't know if they thought it was going to score higher, it was going to hit higher than the last book that she had. Her first book was called Living History, and that one sold almost 500,000 copies in the first week. It did drop off in the second week. So I guess it didn't have, and it was a pretty substantial second week drop, like 62%. So it's not as big of a fall for Hard Choices, but apparently, I don't know, maybe people are tired of hearing what Hillary Clinton has to say. Can you read something in the tea leaves on that as to whether that or not that affects her presidential run? I don't necessarily think so, but I think the idea partially was that it wouldn't hurt her run and maybe get her a little bit of attention, because whenever you have a book, especially someone who's been in the White House and somebody who's been a senator and somebody who's been the Secretary of State, you naturally are going to have certain avenues. So what does that say about a run for the presidency? Are we tired of Clintons? Are we tired of Bushes? Are we ready for something different than the usual? And I would say I think we're ready for something different, but I really believe Hillary Clinton is going to run. I really think she's going to run. Even though a lot of people say, uh-uh, that's not going to happen. All right, in the meantime, how about the high court voiding the 35-foot abortion clinic protest buffer? There was a wall that was built up, and the Supreme Court on Thursday struck down the protest free zone outside abortion clinics in Massachusetts. The justices were unanimous in ruling that extending a buffer zone 35 feet from clinic entrances violates the First Amendment rights of protesters. Chief Justice John Roberts said authorities have less intrusive ways to deal with problems outside the clinics, and also noted that most of the problems reported by police in the clinics occurred outside the Planned Parenthood facility in Boston, and only on Saturdays when the largest crowds typically, because it's an off day, gather. So for a problem shown to arise only once a week in one city at one clinic, Roberts said creating a 35-foot barrier zone at every clinic across the Commonwealth is hardly a narrowly tailored solution. How about that? Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tonight. Do you have plans yet for the 4th of July? Oh, yeah. Long weekend ahead. I know a lot of people that are actually taking 2 days off, so then combining it with the weekend. Because this is a weird year. It's not weird, but it's weird in the sense that people love it when it falls in the middle of the week. Because then usually there's that excuse to just smash on the extra front days. But instead, it's on Friday. Skating into the weekend. Any day's good. 4th of July is a great day, let's face it. And you know, you think about it, you think about what the 4th of July means, and I grew up outside of Philadelphia and spent a ton of time in Philly, and always emphasized to us was the Declaration of Independence and Independence Hall. And my first job I ever had when I got out of school was at a place called KYW, and it was right there on Independence Mall. It was so cool. You know, when you like where you work, there's something about it. Well, to me, the something about it was that I got to walk by Independence Hall. I'm serious. It was like being in that movie, you know, the one with Nick Cage. And every day I walked by National Treasure, is that movie, by the way. Every day I walked by on those cobblestone streets, Independence Hall. And some people don't realize, you know, the whole adoption of the 4th of July, because really it could have been the 2nd, and there was a tug of war over that. But, Decloration of Independence, July 4, 1776. done with England. Boom. And we think of the day, Independence Day, some political speeches, ceremonies, but a lot of family reunions and barbecues. It's a good American holiday. It's a good way to unite people, I think, more than anything. It's a great way to unite people. And though we have places that are open and some people end up working on that day, it seems like it's one of those holidays that a lot of places are closed, a lot of people get off and they get a chance to go and do at least one of the things, even if it's go to get off in time to see fireworks, which I love watching fireworks. I've seen the fireworks in some really, really cool places. And I bet down on the Mississippi River, I know we have people listening to us in Mississippi, that would be one cool place to watch. I've heard they have some pretty spectacular shows. I've seen fireworks in Miami. I've seen fireworks in New York and Washington and Washington's neat and Boston. And one time I was on a boat on the central coast of California, and we were on the backside of it, and we could see the fireworks from that point of view, and that was, I got to say, that was really, really cool. So whatever you're planning to do, just make sure you make it a safe and, if you can, a safe and fun holiday. You know, sometimes we get carried away when we get those, you know, we get the fireworks because they have the stands and you want everything. You want the cherry bombs. Give me some of those cherry bombs. Give me some of this. I like the snakes. Give me some of the snakes and the sparklers. But I knew someone one time that actually set a fire from a spark. Sparklers, no big deal, right? But there was a dry rag or something that was close, and somehow it got ignited from the sparkler, which was surprising to me. Ray in Missouri, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am good, thank you. What are you doing for the 4th of July?
Oh, my wife's going to do the Cannibal Cannibal.
Yay.
5K. We still haven't got you guys set up to come and visit us on the 4th of July.
I know, but it's so hard because it's too big of a holiday for everybody. So with families, with our families all in different places, we have to convince them to go there.
Well, it's America's hometown, I guess.
I know, it is.
Got to get you to come sometime.
And so you won't run with her in that race?
Negative.
Negative.
I do not run.
Do you take pictures of her when she's going across the finish line?
I might be able to do that.
That's cool. That would be fun.
Oh, I don't even know what's been going on this week. I've been listening to the Cardinals play and a little bit of that and the other, and ignoring all the political stuff.
That's good. It's good to do that once in a while, right?
Yeah, I think there are still arguing over IRS.
There's
and whatnot.
Yeah, there still is no end to what's happening with the emails. The fact that the hard drives crashed and now it seems more suspicious to different IT people are throwing in their two cents. And so there's nothing new on that front, though.
Well, I don't know what's... I really haven't paid much attention to it other than the fact that I know that any company in the United States is required to keep their emails for... Let's just go out there and say 15 or 20 years so the IRS can check them.
Yeah, keep all your work, but we won't keep ours. Mm-hmm. And well, at the IRS, you're supposed to, if you have problems, they have a certain email capacity, you're supposed to print off emails. So she should have printed them off, but apparently she didn't, we think, right? And I don't know. It just feels so much like a cover-up. It's not even a political thing. It just is what it is. I think it's a cover-up.
It's a straight-up cover-up.
Yeah.
It's just gone bad. Hey, I think I told you before that I bought a sawmill for Christmas.
And you did?
And I've been sawing up so far I've just done cedar. I haven't done any of my walnut or oak or hickory or anything. But I've been with my, when I'm making boards, I've got a, when I start out with the logs, I've got some scrap lumber that comes off of them that you can't make boards out of, but I'm making some really sweet signs out of them.
Cool.
So I did my dad for Father's Day. I did a sign for him, and I don't know how to get your info for you to make you a sign for your family.
Oh, that would be great. Hang on, and we'll give you the info. Are you kidding? I love wood. My brother made me a Koa wood pen that I've, like, carried around forever. How he ever made a pen. Somebody brought the wood back from Hawaii. It was crazy. And had to get it somewhere and get it cut up and then used a part of it for a board. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I'm making the boards and putting the names in with the router and staying on Mitch. It's fun. They're good so far.
Nice. You're happy and you're having fun doing it.
It gives me something to do after I get off work when I start listening to you.
Nice. I like it, Ray. That's cool. Very nice. We're going to, you stay on hold for a second and we'll get that information. We'll get, Ray, we'll get your information and I'll send it to you. How's that? That sounds like a good hobby. I actually, my father, it's interesting that Ray said he works with wood. My father died when I was 7, but when we were going through stuff in New Jersey, I found a really cool bench that I found out he had made. And he was doing what Ray was doing. He was cutting boards and woodworking and getting into different things, and it was just gorgeous. And I had no idea, and it's cool. It's one of my, like, new things that I put stuff on, and I think of him, you know, now, and I had no idea that he had made that and that was even there, and it was stuffed away in an attic somewhere. So you never know when you start to clean all that stuff out, when you might, as much as we don't want a whole bunch of stuff, but what a neat story I found out as a result of that. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, since Ray says he needs to get caught up, what's going on with the Democrats and the Republicans when it comes to the midterm elections? What's that looking like? And I've mentioned Hillary Clinton before, the sales of her book in the We Can Count segment, and the fact that they were off, had dipped pretty big in the second week. But what does the book mean? The book is more attention and interviews and that kind of stuff, especially when you're running for something. And I know that a lot of the conversation is about that she might not run, but I think that she definitely will run. And then it's a question of who the Republicans put up. And, of course, every day we speculate about that, to be sure. And talking about the politicians and what's coming out of Washington and what's not coming out of Washington, remember Howard Baker? Yep, the former Senate Majority Leader from Tennessee. He's died. He was 88 years old. How about that? He was first elected to the Senate in 1966, and he was Mr. Center of the Republican Party. And he had just had a fast rise, I think, in political quarters for sure. By the end of his first term in the Senate, Nixon went after Baker for a seat on the Supreme Court, but when Baker just seemed to take too long to decide, he gave the position instead to William Rehnquist. And Rehnquist, of course, later became the Chief Justice of the United States. But Baker, in 1973, gained national fame, I think, found himself working against Nixon when he served as the Vice Chairman of the Senate Watergate Committee. The whole proceedings, remember, he was the guy who asked, what did the president know, and when did he know it? Well, there's a lot of stories about Baker. So, Howard Baker, former Senate Majority Leader, dead at the age of 88.
To
today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway one-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748. Save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC Sioux, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
About it. Do you know that not just the Republicans, the Democrats as well, in general, the people who we decide that we like about overall maybe 10% or 9%, it's such a low number. It depends on whatever poll you happen to look at. But how about this? There are only 28 days left. Yes, 28 days left. Hard to believe, but it's so true. When it comes to Congress, we're looking at a break time again. Seems like they're always on a break, doesn't it? Maybe it's not such a bad gig once you get in. And maybe that's why we've let the people who represent us get away with way too much. And perhaps we need to hold their feet to the fire more and say, let me think about this. Maybe you need to work a little bit more to solve some of these problems, get to the bottom of all the money we've already spent trying to figure out what's going on with Lois Lerner, the IRS, and the emails and the crashed hard drives. How about if we work a little bit harder and figure out that we need to secure the borders instead of just keep talking about it? Because Democrats and Republicans always utter the, well, we would like, if they, whether they want reform or not, they always say, we need to secure the borders. So 28 days left to work before, well, actually, 28 days left before Congress breaks for the 4th of July recess. And then 28 days left to work before Election Day. So they leave town, and guess what? It's all about stumping for votes. The list of things to do, besides what I mentioned, the mess at the border, all that kind of stuff, but how about the Veteran Affairs, what's going on with the VA? Nothing. Nothing's happening there. How about Iraq and even Egypt? Right now, they're sitting on ambassador nominations. Let's put our names in. Who wants to be an ambassador to Egypt? But this Congress is rapidly now going to earn its nickname another do-nothing Congress. They probably won't hold votes that could make anyone vulnerable before the midterm elections. They're not going to do that. So foreign policy, veterans legislation, national security, famously now once again in limbo. Limbo. And how about this? No plans for amendments or any kind of floor time for the Pentagon spending authorization bill. It's $514 billion. So whether before the July recess or just before November, when is this bill going to get taken up? When is it going to get taken up? I think they're going to just keep pushing it aside. So the 28 days are 16 until Congress is out for summer recess, then from August 1st to September 8th, and after that, only 10 days of the session left until the end of the 2014 fiscal year, then 2 days more until a month of being in their home districts before polls open on November 4th. And then that's it. Then they're either in or they're out or whatever. And you think of the defense bill. The Armed Services Committee chair introduced it on June 2nd, placed it in the legislative calendar. The House passed version was received in the Senate and placed on the calendar on June 5th. So it's the whole thing about filing amendments before the July recess to avoid what happened in 2013, where they couldn't vote on any amendments because it came down to the end of the session. It's probably going to happen again. I don't even know that they know that that's what's happening. Are they keeping track of it? And this is big. Think about the VA hospitals. Think about the resignation of the secretary, Eric Shinseki. Think about all of that. What's going on with the VA fix? That was supposed to be on the president's calendar on his desk before July 4th. Now they're just seeing if they can get a vote. I think it's going to get dragged out to a crucially long time, and it's going to get hung up again. And this goes to the whole putting in your amendments. And then, on Tuesday, this chestnut, Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Senator Robert Menendez added 11 more to the number of pending ambassador nominations, rather. And that's the post I was talking about. Iraq, Egypt, Qatar also on there. And they have nothing at this point. Nothing. That's scary. Because these are positions they have to fill. Yeah, we can fill the ambassadorship to Australia. Or to England. But oh boy, what about these others? And they put names in. So this is what we get. And this is why I threw this in here when we're talking about the politics of the day and the threats and, I mean, the constant mismanagement. So that's where you get your number. And in the meantime, Iraq is spending, in the middle of what's going on, they've been spending $1 billion to build a new parliament. Are you kidding? And we had that wonderful building that we paid an outrageous amount of money for to house 5,000 people who were part of helping the Iraqis in different ways diplomatically. And we see what happened there. We had to send in the Marines to make sure they were all gone. Do you know they've had more than 1,000 Iraqis over that killed in the past 2 weeks alone? That's frightening. So not to be uber negative, but it's not looking good in those 28 days, less than a normal month, that some of those things that we need to happen are going to happen. So think about that when you go and vote. Think about what the people representing you are doing or they're not doing with the days that they have left in a do-nothing Congress. Because that's your elected representative. That's how they choose to continue to spend the time. And I think it's time that we stand up and say, yeah, we don't want this anymore. There has got to be a better way. And it has to be about accountability. No more committee spots, increase in pay, increase in prestige, power, any of that. Unless you're there. You're there in D.C. for the votes. You're there debating. You're getting stuff done. Why don't we start holding the people who make the laws accountable by having them there when they're supposed to be there, by having them there more days? Boy, it's a great gig when you get paid almost $200,000 and you have how many days off? Ugh, I got to get reelected again. I'm going to have to kiss a few babies, shake a few hands, eat some apple pie, get up in the morning and run to burn all that off, answer a few questions, and hopefully get elected yet again. How about some term limits? Aren't we growing tired of this? People obviously tired of Eric Cantor. Are you tiring of the people who are representing your neighborhood in Washington? Yeah, we got to turn this around. And the way to turn it around is a few of those suggestions that I said. More votes. You don't get moved up the chain. You don't get these committee spots that pay you more money if you're not there and you're not actively involved. Plus, limit the amount of time somebody can be elected. So we have the constant turnover, the fresher faces, the reexamination of what they're doing and what they're not doing. Just my two cents. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.